You're my person. I'll always be there for you. If the narcissist is not a parent or a family member, the love bombing and idealization phase will be the stuff of legends and rom-coms alike. Believe it or not, one of the biggest ways non-family narcissists get you to self-isolate is by promising you that they'll always be there for you and that they'll always have your back. It is often the first thing they will audibly say to you that will lead to this unfortunate situation. Why? Because a lot of people who end up in relationships with narcissists were also raised by toxic people and or suffered trauma during childhood. Well, that led to them feeling alone in the world. Without realizing it, this leads us to almost desperately seek someone who is willing to be our person, as in someone for whom we are the most important person in the world, in their lives at least. And whether or not this person is toxic because of our own issues developed in childhood, we are at tremendous risk of becoming codependent. This means that we grew up in such a way that we didn't feel loved and supported, and we're so happy and surprised that someone wants to be our person finally that we allow ourselves to be seduced and hooked by the idea of it.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry that's how you feel. Translation, I'm pretending that I don't care or that I'm sorry by using words to manipulate you and invalidate you ever so subtly.
I'll always be there for you. You can totally trust me. What that really means is I think in this moment that I'm totally into you, so I really think I'm actually going to be here. But in reality, as soon as I'm bored with you, I'm moving on. Or if I don't move on and you keep believing that you can trust me, then I can keep using you to get what I want. And as a matter of fact, it also makes me feel super good about myself when I say I can be trusted.
I don't understand. What you're saying makes absolutely no sense. I don't know what you're talking about. Translation? I'm pretending that I can't understand you so that I don't have to respond to you in a logical fashion.
You're so paranoid. You read too much into everything. You're just upsetting yourself for no reason. Stop being so stupid.
What that really means is that you are too close to figuring out the narcissist. They don't like that.
Oh my God, see? This is why we can't talk. You're always yelling at me. Don't you see that you're the real problem here? Everyone says so. What that really means, I've twisted your thoughts and your words and your feelings until you got frustrated and yelled at me. That was my goal this whole time. And now my feelings are hurt because you expect me to take responsibility for my own behavior. This really is all your fault, and everyone knows it because I tell them all the time. I love the smear campaigns. Listen, I know what you think, but we just need to be on the same page here, okay? What that really means is, look, I really don't care what you think, but I'm going to pretend like I do for this moment because I just need you to think whatever it is that I think you should think. I didn't hurt you. You hurt yourself. Well, maybe you deserved it. Translation, I so lack empathy for you that I literally believe that your effort to stand up for yourself or whatever caused my narcissistic injury in this moment forced me to abuse you in some way. I think you deserved it because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. And if you try to fight me on this one, you're in big trouble. Hey, baby, we got this. We are so gonna win this game.
I'm not so sure about that. After all, you are my partner.
Come on, honey. It's going to be okay. Don't be nervous.
You are so stupid. Your brain is like this big.
Gah! Why do you always have to be so negative?
You are so mean.
Mean? Why would you say that?
Obviously, you cannot be sure we have truly got this. You are setting me up for a big disappointment, as usual.
Wait, what? How did I get in trouble here? I just said we can win this game.
God, you are always mad, aren't you? You suck. I just wanna leave now. Why do you make everything so miserable?
Wait, what? I mean, what? What is wrong with you?
Girl, I'm not the problem here. You are. You are the one always having a problem with me. Dummy, you suck. And you are not good enough.
This person doesn't like me, and you need to choose me or them. Oh yeah, the old me or them thing. The ultimate ultimatum that no one should ever have to deal with. Sadly, is another common thing that narcissists say to make you isolate yourself from your family. Not only do they not want you to be with your friends, but they also don't want you to have anything to do with your family, especially when they might emotionally or otherwise support you. They will manipulate you into believing that your family and your friends don't seem to like them, or they will do something to make sure that's the case. And whether anyone they're pushing away actually said or indicated any issues with the narcissist, well, that won't really matter. The narcissist will literally say whatever they need to say to get your full and undivided attention, at least when and if they want it. Of course, if you don't immediately dump the offending person, the narcissist, without remorse, will pull out the old narcissistic injury card, and they'll tell you how hurt they would be if they were forced to leave you for not dumping this person. Now you're put in a position that leaves you with almost no choice.
You totally took that out of context.
What that really means, I don't want to admit that what I just said means what it really means and what I very clearly and obviously meant. And I'd like you to not trust your judgment and think you're crazy because that'll help me out later.
And he was all, I'm Tarzan!
Oh my god, you are so funny. Not really.
Oh my god, you're hilarious, Narco. Such a dry sense of humor.
You have stupid hair. Why would any woman cut her hair like that?
Even though your voice sounds so robotic, I totally dig you.
Oh, do you now, sweet? Now I can manipulate you and abuse you for the rest of your life.
Wait, did you say the rest of my life? Oh my god, best day ever! Why are you being so difficult? What it really means is, why are you not doing what I want you to do? You're abusive to me. What that really means is, I feel like you're challenging my sense of superiority here. I really want to guilt you into doing or saying exactly what I want. And that's the only way you're going to get me to stop saying you're abusive. Forget about the fact that I'm abusing you. There is something wrong with the way that you think. You are delusional. Translation, I don't like it when you call me out on my BS. You're a little bit too aware of this stuff. I'm going to need you to go ahead and start doubting yourself and your judgment, and fast.
Guy, I totally feel like I'm walking on eggshells around you all the time.
What that really means? I'm projecting myself onto you because I'm the one who makes you walk onto eggshells, and I like it.
You are way too sensitive, or you are hypervigilant, or you are overly whatever. What that really means is I don't like it when you have feelings. It bothers me. Not only do I not know what to do with them, but I really don't care about them. Your feelings don't matter to me.
I feel like if you really love me, you'd totally understand me.
It really means if you really love me, you'd anticipate all of my needs and take care of me like a good mom and or dad, and you would make sure that everything is perfect and that I can do whatever I want without any consequences, and you would never ask me any questions unless I wanted you to. In fact, you would just stay in a closet in a box until I'm ready to play with you again.
I never said that. You heard wrong, or you misunderstood me, or that never happened. Translation, I will change your reality in any given moment. And you better go along with it, or you're in big trouble. Stop attacking me. Why are you always attacking me? Translation, stop holding me accountable for my actions. Why are you always holding me accountable for stuff that I do?
Do you believe in love at first sight?
What that really means? I'm testing you to see if you might be a good future supply.
I've been looking for you for my whole life. I think you're my soulmate.
That really means? Looks like you'll be a good source of supply. Let's get together.
I don't like talking about my past. Translation, I have carefully crafted the image that I'm showing you and or the rest of the world in this moment. And if I talk about my past, this image might be proven false. How am I supposed to keep up my false self if I talked about the person I really am or the person I used to be?
You've already told me this. I've heard all this before. Why do you keep repeating yourself? What that really means is, yeah, I know you talked about this before, but I didn't really listen, and I'm also not going to listen right now, so just shut up so I can go and do what I want. Heard that before, right? Yeah.
Everyone else thinks I'm amazing. Why don't you? What that really means is, can't you just pretend like you haven't seen behind my mask?
The person I was with before you was completely crazy. I was abused and mistreated and neglected.
What that really means is, I'm conditioning you to do what I want and to want to save me from my horrible, mean exes. In reality, they were perfectly nice people just like you who I took advantage of and sucked dry, and who I'll probably go back to again when I'm done with you.
Why are you so demanding? What that really means is, you have too many needs and I don't like that. You're supposed to be just a robot in the closet, there for my entertainment and amusement at any given time. I don't like when you need things. And by the way, you're the one who's supposed to attend to my needs, not the other way around.
Your best friend did something awful. I just thought you should know. As you know, narcissists are pathological liars, and at times they are so good at it, they could even pass a lie detector test. That's because they have a very limited ability to empathize on a genuine level, and because they aren't likely to feel remorse. This is especially true when they feel upset and threatened, which they are bound to do when you're close to someone who isn't them. And your friends, especially your best friend, that person could be a serious threat to the narcissist's sense of control. That's why the narcissist will do the unthinkable to push them away. For example, they might make you isolate yourself from your friends by telling you that they're saying not so nice things behind your back. And you might believe them because since they'll focus this little campaign on your shortcomings and insecurities, you know. For instance, if you have a habit of laughing nervously, the narcissist will pick that up and not hesitate to tell you that your friends make fun of how you do that, how you laugh. And you can't help yourself at times, so you would immediately believe what the narcissist says. That's going to make you cut your friends off. Or, and this is the worst if you ask me, they might make up a story about a specific friend. Might be a total lie, but the narcissist would throw in enough facts and so-called evidence that you'll at least doubt the person in question, if not totally fall for the lie. For example, they might say your best friend made an inappropriate move on them in some way. This will follow the narcissist having told you or your friend that they found this friend attractive. And then they might have started little innocent flirtations in front of you, and later confided to you that your friend made a comment that turned them on, or saw or heard something that otherwise got their attention from that person. Even if you don't believe it at first, it's going to cause you to have little doubts about them in the back of your head, which will in the end cause you to pull away from them. And along with your own mind's ability to connect details and to feel protective of your relationship, this is going to change the way you feel about your friend in the end. And that is going to lead to a moment of desperation in which you cut off contact, either directly or indirectly, and that's exactly what they want. You'll lose touch, and before you know it, you're not even friends anymore. Meanwhile, the narcissist is getting exactly what they want, you isolated and under their full control.
Did you hear the one about the narcissist who drove his car into the tree? Oh yeah, he said it was the tree's fault.
What do you like about me? What it really means is, how can you make me feel good about myself right now? I'm feeling a little low. Can you tell me nice things about myself? I need some supply.
You're so selfish. What that really means is that you're trying to steal my spotlight. I don't like that. Would you please step aside?
How dare you accuse me of lying? I've always told you the truth, at least part of it. I never lie. Translation, I've always told you what I wanted or needed you to believe in the moment, regardless of whether or not it's actually the truth. Oh, and don't question me on that, because if you do, you know what happens. Big trouble, right? We're on the same page here. Okay. How could you be so mad at that rude comment I made? I mean, it really sucks. You used to think I was funny. What that really means is, how dare you not laugh at jokes that I make at your expense? Don't you know better? You didn't give me the reaction I wanted. That makes this all your fault. Now you're in trouble.
You're always analyzing me. What are you, a psychologist now? Narcissists don't like to be looked at too hard. They don't want anyone to sort of figure out who they are. And so when they're saying, you're always analyzing me, stop that, what they really mean is, it really scares me when you say things that hit a little close to home. Don't talk to me about the way you think my psychology works, and don't talk to me about things I can be doing better. In fact, if you're going to talk to me, only say nice things to me about me. Otherwise, you shouldn't talk to me, because I will react with narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury. Poor me.
You keep screwing up. This is outrageous. How many chances do you expect me to give you before I ghost? What that really means is, I want you to do what I say, but you keep doing something else. So I'm going to need to tap into your deepest human fear of the fear of being alone. That way, maybe you'll start doing what I want. Why do you keep talking about whatever you're interested in? This is boring. Don't you have anything else to say? Like something interesting? Like, I don't know, me? Translation? I don't care about whatever it is that you're talking about. And even if I really do care about that thing, I'm just going to go ahead and pretend that you're boring and stupid so that you feel invalidated. And by the way, when are we getting back to me? The conversation is supposed to be all about me, right?
I've never been so sure of anything in my whole life, or I have no doubt in my mind, anything like that. What that really means is that, yeah, I'm really good at believing whatever I say in any given moment. I don't care if it's true or not, as long as you agree with me, or as long as it gets me exactly what I'm trying to get, whatever I want. And I've learned over the years that the more sure I am of myself, the more likely it is you're going to let me off the hook. And I don't like it when you question me, because that makes me feel like you don't believe me or you're undermining my efforts.
I really thought you were the last guy or girl I was ever going to be with. This is something else. What that really means is, I'm already cheating on you, or at least considering it.
Hey, how was your day? What that really means is, I'm just going to listen to you for about 30 seconds, maybe a little longer, and then I'm going to start talking about my day. So you might as well just say fine and then wait for me to talk. That's really all we're doing here anyway.
Your family doesn't think much of you, do they? Whether your family is amazing and supportive or painfully toxic, the narcissist does not want them in the way. That's why they will often say things to you about how they notice your family doesn't respect you in any way, shape, or form. Or they'll say your family uses you, or that they just don't care about you at all. They'll have evidence about it. They'll say they've seen this before, and they'll point out little idiosyncrasies that you'll start to hyper-focus on if you're not careful, such as the way your mom's left eye twitches every time you talk about your relationship, or the way your sister rolls her eyes when you talk about your dream of writing the great American novel. And to really put the nail in this coffin, the narcissist will do their very best to exacerbate and exaggerate actual issues that you shared with them over time about different people in your family. They're going to amplify and magnify anything that you shared and actively cultivate your self-doubt and doubt in general, your anger, the feeling of betrayal, all that stuff. This will begin to poke at you over time, and the narcissist will keep pushing it. Maybe even blatantly lying and saying things that aren't true, like I said, or things that have just a whisper of truth to them, just enough, you know, such as pointing out how the family's always talking about you behind your back, and since you
probably already know that, like every family talks about everybody behind their backs among themselves, you're going to assume that they're telling the truth. Why wouldn't you? What kind of person would want to intentionally push someone's family away from them? What kind of person would intentionally want to hurt someone that they claim they love? Yeah, that was a little sarcasm, but all joking aside, you will find yourself falling for this stuff, especially during the love bombing or idealization phase. If it happens later, you might even push the family away in order to show the narcissist how loyal you can be to them, or even to get them off your back. But only rarely will you consciously understand what is going on while it's happening, because the narcissist can be so sneaky and subtle in their manipulation.
I can't remember what happened. Translation: I'm perfectly aware of what happened, but I'm hoping that if I pretend I don't remember, you won't remember either.
Are you trying to change me? I'm not changing for anyone. Or, I changed for my ex and I'm never doing that again. Not changing for you. What that really means is, of course, that they have no intention of being nice or doing anything to shift or grow for you, but also that if you don't allow them to be their special selves, well, they'll just turn around and go find someone who will, at least temporarily.
You're a terrible parent.
That really means there are no limits that I will avoid stooping to hurt you. I will do anything and I will say anything, regardless of the level of incorrect it is, regardless of how much it'll hurt you. I have no limits.
You really think I did that? I'm shocked you think I would do such a thing. What that really means is, how dare you see through the smoke and mirrors and see me for what and who I really am? Don't you know I'm amazing and perfect? Wait, you know better? Oh, you're crazy. It's all in your head. You need to see a psychologist. Translation: I need you to doubt yourself, your perception, and your reality, so I can more effectively manipulate you and make you do what I want. Sound good?
Everybody says you're bad, or everybody says you're crazy. What that really means is, I am gathering up a whole big bunch of people who don't exist in real life, or I'm lying to you and pretending that everybody talks about you in this way so that you'll lose self-esteem and you'll worry and doubt yourself and think you can't trust anybody, and then you're totally isolated. The narcissist wants to isolate you. That's what it comes down to.
I'm the only one who really loves you, you know. It's us against the world.
Yeah, this kind of manipulation might look different in different parts of different relationships. For example, let's say the narcissist in your life is your spouse or partner, and they pulled you in with promises of having someone on your side, or of a soulmate, or whatever your version of that was. But ultimately, you were brought in thinking you were getting your dream person. They're gonna pull the old us against the world thing, which will initially feel really good to you, because you're gonna feel like you belong somewhere, and like you're a part of something special, maybe for the first time in your life. Or if the narcissist was your parent or your parental figure, it looked more like, I'm the only person who really loves you, so you better do exactly what I want, or you risk being completely abandoned in the world. Love ya! In either case, it looks like, if you don't do what I want you to do, you will be alone. And the narcissist knows instinctively that everyone's secretly afraid on some level of ending up completely alone and unloved in the world, whether we admit it or not. So in order to properly secure you as a source of narcissistic supply, they're gonna play on your very human fear of abandonment. And if you do happen to have a touch of codependency, this is gonna feel like a life or death decision, which the narcissist will seduce you into making before you even realize what has happened. The bottom line is that narcissists make you self-isolate for control, manipulation, and to secure you as a narcissistic supply. In the end, just know that without hesitation, without remorse, the narcissist can easily and methodically manipulate you into believing that your friends and your family are no good for you for one reason or another. You will believe the narcissist either because you're head over heels in love with them, or you do it out of fear because you don't want to lose them, or maybe just because that's how it's always been. This is your parent. Either way, once you see the truth that they are abusive and toxic, it's going to be too late, because they have managed to, in many cases, make you push everyone out of your life. And then you're alone. This is going to leave you struggling to find the support that you need, and if the narcissist has their way, without access to the help you need to get out of that relationship.
That's in the past. What do you mean? 15 minutes ago is the past. Hey, why can't we just forget the past? Translation? I don't understand why you won't get over the fact that I'm actively abusing you. I mean, the last incident was a whole 15 minutes ago. That's literally in the past, isn't it? How come you're not all happy-go-lucky yet, and why do you keep asking me to be accountable for things that I have actually done?
You just can't handle when things change, can you?
What that really means? I can't handle change if it means that I don't get all of the supply that I need, so you better not become anybody else.
You make it impossible to talk to you. What that really means is you just refuse to believe my lies, and I seriously hate that.
Hey, thanks again for the ride. I don't know what I've done without you, girl. Anytime, friend. You know I got your back. I swear, I could just whack Narc Boy right now in his stupid face. He set me up again. Oh, wow. What did he do now? He promised he'd be there for me today, but he wasn't. Once again, I stood in front of my house for 3 hours, waiting on him, and now I'm late. He's so much like my father, it's ridiculous. Ugh. Oh my god, what an ass. Why do you keep putting up with that stuff? I have no idea, I just don't know. I guess I love him. Really? What makes you love him? Can you tell me 5 things you love about him? I mean, seriously? I have been with him forever, and I can't imagine starting over these days. I don't know, my friend. He is so very awful to you. Is he ever really nice anymore? I mean, sometimes. He used to be. Well, let me make this a little easier. When was the last time he was nice to you? Well, there was the time he thought I had left him, and last year when that guy at work asked me out, he always seems more interested if he thinks he can't have me. Oh my god. Right. So, what are you gonna do? Yes! I've got it. I'll pretend I'm going to leave him again and he will love me. Wow.
That isn't what I meant. Or, I didn't say that. What does that mean? Well, it means that during your conversation, they said something that they wish they didn't. So they took it back, or they pretended it was a joke, or they pretended it wasn't that serious. So they're saying, yeah, sure, I said that, but I didn't like the way it came out, and I don't want anyone to know that I said it, so let's pretend it didn't happen, okay? The thing is, the narcissist is actually able to convince most people that, in fact, they didn't say it, or at least they've been able to do it before because they just are so sure of what they're saying, or at least they seem to be.
If this situation sounds familiar to you and you're struggling to figure out how to deal with it, you might want to watch this video, which I'll also link in the description. Now, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you found yourself in a situation like this during a relationship with a narcissist? And if so, how did you deal with it? And what tips would you offer another survivor in the same position? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. And before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.